guess that's happening everywhere.
I guess so.
Do you ever hear the term poor white around here used referring to people?
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, is that, that's not a compliment, is it?
No,
sir.
Yeah, it's...
Well, now, Teddy, there's some poor whites, but they is the people that don't care and won't work for a living.
Right.
That's what I'd call a poor white.
You know,
I know
you think
niggers
white,
and they
say,
oh, poor
white,
fast, you shut up. Yeah. Right. A lot of times the
niggers
will use that term. Yeah. And then you like niggers in that term. Mm-hmm. Let's see, somebody was trying to get you to hurry up, you might say, well, would you say just a minute? Or?
Wait a minute, I'm hurrying.
Okay.
Fast as I can.
If you wanted to know, if you were in a strange location and you wanted to stop and ask somebody, you wanted to know how far it is to town, you might ask them. What?
How far is the phone?
Okay. If you had, if you were looking for something or something and you saw it over here, you might say, what? Look here. Or would you, what else would you say? That?
I found it.
Okay. If you wanted to know how many times a week a person went to town, you might ask him what? Would you say how often? When you go to town or what? Somebody might say, well, I'm not going to do that, and you might say, what?
Yes, you will.
No, if you aren't going to do it either, you might say, I'm not either, and neither am I. Or,
mm-hmm.
Okay. On top of your head, you have what?
Hair.
Okay, and this part of your head is?
Hard.
Okay, and this ear is which ear?
Left ear.
And this is the...
Right.
Okay. And if I didn't shave for 3 or 4 days, I'd have a...
heavy beard.
Okay. And this is this that I put food into when I eat is what?
The mouth.
Okay. And what I chew with is...
teeth.
Okay. Now I got this tied around my...
neck.
Okay. Down inside my neck where I swallow is my... what?
Windpipe or...
okay. Or throat.
Throat.
Okay. And this part of my hand is...
palm.
Okay. And this is just a... you say this is the palm of my what?
Right hand.
Okay, and two of them together are what? You might say he put his...
Two hands.
Okay. And when you double it up like this, it's a...
fist.
Okay, and two of them is...
two fists.
Okay. And the part of your finger that bends here, that, or your elbow, or anything that bends, it might get stiff when it rains and falls.
Joint.
Okay. And these are what?
The shoulders.
Okay. And on a man, this part, that is... when he breathes, he'd say, stand up straight and stick out your what?
Chest.
Okay. And say, I've done shoulders. And this is your what? Leg?
Yes. You say?
Okay. And this is what?
Foot.
And two of them would be?
2 feet.
Okay. I always feel nutty doing that. if a person...
I feel kind of nutty asking it to you.
I'll bet. I had never thought of that. But there are some differences in that. Now, you don't have to go too far up north of here, up in North Tennessee or something, and instead of saying the palm of a hand, people call that the pan. The hand of his hand.
I've always heard it called palm of the hand.
Yeah, I have too, but I have, since I've been traveling around a little bit, I've heard people call it the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And up there in that same area, instead of saying beard, people will put a yuh in front of it and call it a beard. Beard, and there's, there's some people, a man over in Florence I talked to the other day, but, let me see.
Some people call it whiskers.
That's right, they sure do. If a person looks kind of pale, doesn't look particularly, you might say, what's the matter with you? You look kind of
pinky.
Yeah. If a person is strong, does this mean the same thing as stout? If a person can lift a lot of weight, would you say he's a stout man?
Stout or a strong man.
Okay. If he laughs all the time and is real, happy, you'd say he sure is.
Happy man.
Okay, would you ever use the term good natured?
Mm-hmm.